WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members have adopted the budget for the next school year, and they're officially asking voters for more operating money.
Board member David Stansny says the money would go to teachers and the others in the trenches.
I've heard this so many times. Well, you're just throwing more money at a problem, and you're not, you need to solve the problem instead of just throwing more money at it, whatever that's supposed to mean. If you really believe that, you need to talk to some of our classroom teachers and about what they need, the resources they need, the ability to work with parents, the ability to have social services. We didn't make the world the way it is. Our school district didn't. The society is the way it is. And we're just trying our best to educate all these kids.
A special election will be held October 10th instead of waiting until the November general election due to the way property tax bills are issued at the tax office. The election's to raise Bryan ISD's tax rate for maintenance and operation by 2 cents. The budget approved by the board lowered the tax rate to pay off bonds by 3 cents. If voters approve the tax rate request, the net effect on the property tax bill of an average home in Bryan ISD would go up almost $130. That's based on the average home value going up almost $11,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The new principal at Bryan Collegiate High School is a familiar face. The Bryan School Board has promoted Tommy Roberts to replace Christina Richardson, who has moved to the central office. Roberts has been associate principal for the last 5 years and before that taught at Collegiate for 3 years. Roberts has been in Bryan ISD since 2005. The Texas A&M system has agreed to not seek exemptions on new construction at 2 locations in College Station. Chancellor John Sharp has announced approving the request from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters. The system will not seek to exempt from property taxes up to $300 million of improvements to the Century Square Retail Hotel Complex. And the system will collect hotel occupancy taxes at Century Square and the Conference Center Hotel north of Kyle Field. Bryan police believe weather could have been a factor in a fatal crash yesterday morning. 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson of Madisonville was driving on Highway 21 east of the freeway around 11:15 a.m. when his westbound SUV left the roadway and struck a telephone pole. Johnson died at the scene. For the second time in 6 days, there was a murder in Grimes County. The victim of a shooting Sunday night in Shiro was identified by the sheriff's office as 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota. Investigators say 27-year-old Robert Bender told them he shot Mayan as part of an ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. 2 Montgomery County men drowned yesterday in the swift current of San Luis Pass at the western end of Galveston Island. The Brazoria County Sheriff's Office reported 67-year-old Larry Lumpkin of Willis drowned in the rip currents of the pass. His 46-year-old son-in-law, Dennis Robertson of Montgomery, drowned while attempting a rescue. Both were swept up to a half mile down the coast before they could be pulled from the water. A third man, 54-year-old Armando Espinoza of Houston, pulled Lumpkin from the water, but in the process, Espinoza ingested a large amount of water. He was taken to a hospital in Galveston where he was last listed in stable condition. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. Save 10% on their exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get their custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hey, good 610. Good morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota checking some weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are heavy just south of our area all the way down to the coast. We'll see whether or not any of this can wrap back into the region. Right now, low pressure just south of the region is keeping the heaviest storms away from the region. Clouds, some sun today, the chance for shower or storm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Partial sun tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers, thunderstorms Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the changes coming for Bryan ISD and how they'll affect the high school athletics in the Brazos Valley. Meanwhile, two more Aggie track and field alums advanced to the semifinal at the IAAF World Championships. And former Texans big man Vince Wilfork is retiring. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How long is that track meet going to go on over there? That thing was going on last week when Usain Bolt got it handed to him.
Yeah.
Finished stinking third.
Man, what a loser.
What happened? Did he get distracted by something shiny in the stands or something?
Must have.
Ah. Retirement.
Ah, yeah, that's probably right. So I saw him, I guess, in one of the, because he ran lots of heats, there was a guy from, like, Japan running against him.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's unusual. I don't think of that many Asian sprinters, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit different. Because I didn't figure they had the muscle structure to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Or the length. Not quite as long
exactly.
Limbs.
They don't bulk up as much, anyhow. All right, here we go. The weather. Yeah, he's right. Most of the rain stuff is down. Even there's a little bit in Brenham and Navasota right now, but it's tracking actually away from us. And most of it is right over there on the Sabine River. That's that river between us and Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they need a bath more often than we do. So we'll see. But it's just the slightest bit of drizzle out there. There's just a little bit of precipitation going on right now. But yesterday was awesome. Got, like, some places 1.5-2 inches of rain.
Yeah, lot of rain yesterday.
Good stuff. Needed that.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the dead grass can sit in mud.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is what we want. Well, in what he described to police as a spite thing, a former Walmart employee arrested on Tuesday after police said that he stole a 24-pack of Bud Light and a tool set from a Walmart. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Thomas Christopher Tultus, 20. 20.
20, and he was stealing beer already.
Making good decisions right there.
Yep.
Was seen by witnesses and police at about 6 o'clock walking through the garden section and out the store with his beer and his tool set without paying for them, according to the report. Items stolen totaled $70. Witnesses took a photo, of course, of his silver-gray Dodge Durango that Thomas drove away, gave it to police, according to the report. They found the car about 2 hours later. They arrested him. Police found he was found with a 24-pack of Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks to a lot of things right there. And a Walmart gift card. So he said he got the card by trading in the stolen tool set at another Walmart.
Oh, wow. Oh. So he did some more work during those 2 hours he was gone.
He's got the system.
Okay.
He's trying to be clever there.
And to show you, it was a complete report.
So he really just wanted the beer.
That's it. Two beers were missing.
Oh.
Okay, now, I mean, look, it's 2 hours after the perpetration takes place.
Right.
And he's only knocked back two?
He's only two beers in?
Well, he was busy trading in the tool set.
I guess that's probably
right.
For the
gift card to buy more beer later.
Told police he was recently fired from the Walmart in Stark, Florida, and wanted to get back at the chain with the theft.
Oh, yeah, revenge is always a good idea.
Right.
And you know that in Bentonville, they'd know that right away. It got stolen. Anyway, according to police reports, he spontaneously turned to his ex-girlfriend, owner of the Dodge Durango, and said, I stole it from Walmart.
I got it.
On Wednesday evening, he remained in
show
the county
them.
Jail. Yeah, $2,500 bond. And again, 20 years old, he's a man.
He's getting started.
Yeah. He is.
Revenge never works out, kids.
No.
Just remember
that. Together, we got a lot of
info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
And it was, never mind.
Yeah.
Good time and well.
Yeah, He couldn't have sprung for the expensive stuff.
He's only 20. He doesn't know any better.
Good point. That's what he's been introduced to. That's basically his entry drink, if you will.
I'm surprised he didn't steal any of that Zima that came out.
Well, he didn't even know what that was.
He wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 616, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Tuesday, August the 8th. Here we go, it's Happiness Happens Day.
Woo!
Means it's pretty much up to you, you know. It's Odie Day.
Oh, from Garfield, huh?
How did Odie get his... I mean, Odie's fine, but how did Odie get his own day?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
And when's Garfield Day, for
well,
that matter?
Well, we do have a Garfield Day. We do. But see, also today happens to be International Cat Day. Yeah.
You know, I got to spend the weekend with a cat.
Did you? Was there another human involved, too, or just the cat?
Well, stayed in at my uncle's apartment when I was in Chicago, and he has a cat.
All right.
They're just, you know, they're weird animals.
It just depends on which one you see.
She was really cute, not very loving, kind of skittish.
Kind of a cat. All right.
Well, I'm on an island on this one, but I like cats. So.
No, and I don't mind cats. But yeah, I missed my dog.
That's the other thing is if you're used to having if a dog is your only domesticated pet, if it's your only mammalian pet,
right?
I mean, like a bird and a fish, not the same, but
right.
You're usually used to interacting with your dog,
mm-hmm.
and the dog is interested in interacting with you. But, here's the one thing good you can say about cats. In most cases, they're free feeders.
Oh, for sure.
So
sure,
just put
yeah.
food down and pretty
yep.
much.
Yeah, they very much take care of themselves.
Yes. Which is nice when you have to go out of town for a weekend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to worry about, I can't go because I got to take my dog out or something like that, you know.
They have very similar attributes to a teenager. Just keep me fed, and I just as soon not interact with
you. There
you
go.
And please don't embarrass me.
See, it just depends on the cat.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. All right, it's National Frozen Custard Day. That's kind of taken off. That works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Dollar Day. This is when the dollar became part of our currency. We have some dollar facts for you later.
Okay.
And you can celebrate all those by celebrating National Bowling Day as well.
All right.
And birthdays.
We got birthdays. Shawn Mendes is 19. He was he's a guy who sings Stitches.
Yep.
Katie Leung is 30. She was Cho Chang in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I've caught up all the way until I still got the last one to see. Me and my girlfriend have been watching them. And I'm all the way up to the last one, so.
Cho Chang's kind of annoying.
No spoilers, yeah. And she hadn't shown up since, the fourth movie, so I don't care. Anyway, Roger Federer is 36. Of course, just won his eighth Wimbledon trophy.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp is 44 from Creed. He went crazy a couple years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Maybe seems to have shaved his head or something like that.
All right.
Cool Moe Dee is 55.
Awesome.
Rap legend.
Oh, sure.
The Edge is 56 from U2.
Of course.
Okay.
Bono says he's the most influential guitarist since the great composers Jimmy Page, Pete Townsend, and Neil Young.
Everybody has their opinion.
Yeah.
Good for you, Bono.
Yeah.
Deborah Norville's 59 from Inside Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Most, he's 64.
Oh, Ralph Mouth.
That's right. Larry Wilcox is 70. He played John on Chips.
He was the other guy on Chips.
Yeah, the guy who wasn't Ponch. Yeah. Phil Balsley from the Statler Brothers is 78.
Okay.
Connie Stevens is 79.
Jeez.
Dustin Hoffman is 80.
Yeah, okay, see, because I went back to look. The graduate was 50 years ago.
No way.
50, 50 years ago.
Wow.
That's why he looked so young, because he was 30.
Because he was young. Yeah. And then Mel Tillis is 85.
Wow. Keith Carradine, 68, played Wild Bill Hickok in Deadwood and has done some other stuff. Actually, he was a singer dude for a little while. And I thought I had one more. No, Shawn Mendes?
He's a pop star.
Yeah. Is he?
Okay. Yeah. Right. He's like not the new Justin Bieber, but, you know, that compared.
Well, he's 19, so, you know, good for him. All right, there we go. It's 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Mueller's investigation is, as I've been saying, out of control. This is what we saw with Patrick Fitzgerald. Patrick Fitzgerald was supposed to find out who leaked the identity of Valerie Plame. We were falsely told then that she was a covert operative. She was not. He learned on day one that the leaker was Richard Armitage. And then at that point, Patrick Fitzgerald should have closed down his shop and said goodbye. He didn't do it. And then it ended up 3 years later that the only thing he could get was a perjury trap for Scooter Libby. And Scooter Libby was told, well, if you just give up the vice president on A, B, and C, you can go free. You're free as a bird. I mean, that's how some of these prosecutors work. They're, well, we might have to take your wife into prison if you don't tell us what we want to hear. And the tactics that are used sometimes by some unsavory prosecutors is beyond the pale.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest, and most inexpensive way possible. Brand new blinds from blinds.com. And you get free online design consultation. You also get free samples. And the best part is every order gets free shipping. And of course, at blinds.com, their prices, they're unbeatable. Now through August the 21st, you're going to get huge site-wide savings plus an additional 5% on top of that just by using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off their huge site-wide sale. You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. It wasn't hard to put Bluebell's most popular flavors in one carton. Homemade vanilla, Dutch chocolate, and strawberries in homemade vanilla. We call it Ultimate Neapolitan. The tricky part is getting a little of each flavor on one spoon. Practice makes perfect.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
You know, sometimes when people are down on their luck, they can resort to some pretty desperate measures, and sometimes it's easy to throw the book at them for something bad they might have done, but sometimes the best thing to do is help them out. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. An 18-year-old guy in Toronto tried to shoplift clothes from Walmart on Sunday. We don't know his name because he wasn't charged with anything, and that's only because the cop who showed up is a great human being. The cop's name is Niren Jayanessan. When he got to Walmart, he found the guy tried to steal a tie, dress shirt, and socks. So he asked him why he needed them. Turned out the guy had a job interview but didn't have any nice clothes and didn't have money to buy them. That's why he tried to steal them. So Niren decided not to arrest him, and before he let him go, he used his own money and he bought the clothes for him. He told a reporter he did it because the guy knew he made a mistake and was just trying to provide for his family. So instead of making his life worse, he decided to do something that might make it better. So next time someone down on their luck does something that might be inconvenient for you, maybe take a step back, turn the other cheek, and find out what you can do to help them, because it might make the situation better for everybody. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Reaching brides-to-be. is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning, 625 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check the weather in just a minute. There is some rain out there, but just not near us right now. So once upon a time, people actually tried to come up with hangover cures. But I think these days, well, we all realize that none of them really work. Yeah. So there are apparently a lot of people who have just changed their strategy when it comes to dealing with hangovers.
Okay.
According to a study from a university over in England, now people, well, are handling their hangovers just by scheduling the next day around them.
No.
What well, could possibly be wrong with those priorities?
I suppose that's one way to do it.
They found that after a big night out, people expect to spend a decent portion of the next day with a headache, feeling annoyed and depressed,
depressed
and lonely.
Okay.
I learned, I forget what the guy's name was. Anyway, the guy I knew who worked over at the big school. And so I'm like 20 years old, okay? So it's a long time ago. But the guy said to me, one of the keys to success, if you're going to rise, is you have to be able to go out and party and be at work at 8 o'clock the next day. And I thought, well, those are interesting words to live by. And then I got a radio job that caused me to have to get here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't mean I didn't do some stupid things before 6 o'clock in the morning before.
Right.
But if you got to be at work, you got to be at work.
Yeah.
And that's one of, it's one of the bad things about the radio job is you can't just go, oh, man, somebody will cover for me.
Yeah.
No. No, that doesn't happen.
It's a kind of a skill-based job, kind of
yeah.
difficult to find
Anyhow,
a fill-in.
I love this idea that okay, annoyed, I get that. Headache, I get that. Depressed and lonely because you're hungover?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if you know it's coming, you don't let it ruin your plans for the next day because you intentionally don't have any.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So just do that. Maybe that's the best way to
beat
a hangover.
You're lonely because you don't want to spend time with people.
Exactly.
If you're annoyed.
Leave me alone. I've got
a
headache.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just so glad to hear that people are taking the initiative to do the right thing. Like, for instance, get hungover, but plan ahead.
Yeah,
plan ahead.
Planning ahead's important, you know.
It's a good thing tomorrow I don't have to do anything, so I'll just go ahead and overserve there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have a look at the weather, because it says heavy rain in here. We'll see if that happens or not, and it could. As things warm up a little bit again today. We'll only have a high of 90, which will be okay. Looking for a 60% chance of showers is what they're telling us. And we could get, and again, some folks got up to an inch of rain yesterday, maybe a little bit more. And what they're saying today, maybe not quite that much, somewhere from the tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch, but possibly higher if you happen to get a cell right on top of you. Still a 50-50 chance of showers tonight with a low of 76. And tomorrow we'll continue to have a 30% chance of showers. Then we'll start to heat up. Just letting you know, Saturday ought to be really delightful after a week of high humidity and some rain and a high of 97 degrees. So you'll get to sweat it out this weekend, apparently. Not too bad right now. We've got overcast skies out there. Winds out of the north, which makes it feel a little bit better. And we're looking at 75 degrees out there right now.
Rossa K with your money now. Netflix has made the first acquisition in its 20-year history, buying comic book producer Miller World. The streaming video company plans to develop original content based on the publisher's characters and titles such as Wanted, Old Man Logan, and Kingsman. U.S. diversified media information and services company Hearst is investing in the Netflix of Southeast Asia. It's called iFlix and is based in Malaysia and operates in 19 markets around Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. Tyson Foods led gains in the consumer staples sector. The meat company rose 5% after topping third-quarter estimates and guiding for an in-line full year. Car rental company Avis's stock fell nearly 9% after hours after reporting second-quarter earnings per share of 30 cents, falling short of analysts' projected 55 cents earnings per share. Avis also missed on revenue. In what's become a daily occurrence so far this month, the Dow Jones Industrial Average notched another record close, up 25 points. Futures slightly down. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything. I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Voters in the Bryan School District will have a special election in 2 months.
BISD voters will be asked October 10th to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax rate for maintenance and operations. That's after adopting a budget which drops the tax rate to pay bonds by 3 cents.
In terms of the total tax rate, we have to go out for an election that will say we are raising your taxes. We are raising your taxes by minus 1 cent.
Doug Wunderberger among the board members repeating their theme of the district's total tax rate dropping by 1 cent if they get voter approval. If voters say no, David Stansney says a $3 million budget shortfall can be covered by the district's $35 million savings account or fund balance.
We really need to do this, regardless of how the possible election goes.
For years, the district has had the opportunity to raise the tax rate for operations and maintenance to take advantage of additional state funding. Ruthie Waller said the board waited until they could reduce the tax rate for paying bonds.
It's not like we've been able to do this the last 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden we got desperate and decided to do this.
If voters approve, the district will get an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million more from local property owners. While Bryan ISD's tax rate would go down, the district's portion of a homeowner's tax bill would go up due to rising property valuations. Taxes on the average home, assessed at $153,000, would go up $128. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School District has all its campus principals for the start of the new school year in 2 weeks. That's after the school board promoted Tommy Roberts as principal at Collegiate High School, following 5 years as associate principal and teaching there for 3 years. Roberts takes over for Christina Richardson, who was moved to the central office last month. A threat to cut Governor Abbott's call for a commission to study public school finance reform is coming from the Texas House, as some want to move forward with actual reforms.
We don't need to study this again unless we're going to take a meaningful step.
State House Public Education Chair Dan Huberty told Governor Abbott if the House's finance reform bills don't get heard in the Senate, he'll block Abbott's call for a school finance commission.
I want House Bill 21 referred. I want it heard. I want to have a discussion. And then I'm prepared to do that. I've shared that with the governor yesterday, and I'm very serious about that.
Huberty has two reform bills. One is a resolution asking voters to decide whether to allow overflow money from the state's $10 billion rainy day fund to go to education. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters is quoted in a Texas A&M System news release that the system has never been so community-minded. Its response to Chancellor John Sharp's decision to not seek exemptions at two of the system's 5 public-private partnerships, or P3 projects, taking place in College Station. Hotel occupancy taxes will be collected at 3 hotels under construction, 1 north of Kyle Field and 2 at the Century Square development on University between Texas and College. Peters also thanked the chancellor for not pursuing property tax exemptions at Century Square, which is estimated to have up to $300 million of improvements. A Madisonville man died after his SUV struck a telephone pole in Bryan. 45-year-old Douglas Deshaun Johnson was driving west on Highway 21 towards the freeway yesterday morning. Police report weather may have been a contributing factor as the SUV left the pavement and struck a telephone pole. Grimes County Sheriff's officers are told an ongoing dispute led to a fatal shooting Sunday night in Shiro. 26-year-old Henry Mayan of Navasota was killed by a gunshot wound to the chest. 27-year-old Robert Bender told investigators he shot Mayan as a result of the ongoing dispute that led to Bender being arrested on a murder charge. Three Boy Scouts from East Texas are dead after sailing at Lake of the Pines last Saturday.
For some reason, the craft ran into an overhead power line, and we believe electricity is the contributing factor.
Parks and Wildlife Captain Quint Balcom says the 11, 16, and 17-year-olds were members of Troop 620 in Hallsville. All were wearing personal flotation devices. In Waxahachie, the Ellis County Sheriff is not commenting on two former employees who were in charge of keeping track of stolen property and who have now admitted stealing 40 guns and rifles from their evidence room.
50-year-old Thomas Smith and 42-year-old Philip Slaughter, both former employees of the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, could face 10 years in prison for stealing and then reselling the guns. All those guns were to have been destroyed, but when they wound up at pawn shops and for sale online through Facebook, it wasn't hard to trace a serial numbers and figure out Smith and Slaughter were the culprits. Both pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced at a later date. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A funeral for former Governor Mark White will be held tomorrow in Houston. Governor Abbott's office announced White's body will lie in state Thursday afternoon at the state capitol. Burial will follow at the state cemetery during a private family ceremony. White, who served as governor from 1983 through 1987, fought kidney cancer for years. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 75 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Bentley Nettles about VA and how to apply for Medicaid, audible hearing, and core performance. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We have a little wave of low pressure to our south this morning. Actually, you can see the showers and thunderstorms rotating around it off to our south and southeast. There's a lot of rain along the Texas coast, but not too much in our area. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sun today. May see a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90, partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, or 90 to 95. Partly sunny, some showers and storms around Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Brian High head coach Ross Rogers and new rudder coach Greg Morgan weigh in on some of the changes coming for Brian ISD. Meanwhile, we'll check in with TSN on the Texans training camp, and the PGA Championship will be a little earlier than the year, starting in 2019. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, Chelsea, you were in Chicago.
I was.
How's the weather?
Let me tell you, Friday, it only got up to 62 degrees.
There you go.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. I like that city a lot. For a big city, it's really clean.
It rained a little bit. Yeah. It rained a little bit. But otherwise it was beautiful.
And you didn't get murdered.
And I did not get murdered. I am alive and well in the newsroom right now.
Pretty amazing, because when you consider that there have been 421 homicides. No, but that's wrong. They haven't all been shot and killed.
Oh, okay.
Only 388 have been shot and killed.
Oh, that's
there
it?
There you go.
Oh.
And when you consider the percentages that actual reported shootings in Chicago so far this year, 2,260. 2,260 people have been shot, but only 388 have died from those wounds.
Oh, okay.
So,
when you look at it,
we're
like
feeling
that.
So much better over there.
Yeah.
No, I never once felt maybe a sketchy moment or two on the train, but otherwise, no. It truly is, and that's what my uncle who lives there said. As long as you don't go in the wrong parts,
sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just as long as you know
where the wrong parts are.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Are we going to the wrong parts?
Yeah. Well, Chicago and Washington are at odds now because on Sunday, Rahm Emanuel, he's the mayor, wants everybody to know that they're filing suit against Washington, D.C. over the cut in funding, or the withholding of funding, if you're a sanctuary city.
Chicago will not let our police officers become political pawns in a debate. Chicago will not let our residents have their fundamental rights isolated and violated. And Chicago will never relinquish our status as a welcoming city.
Okay. even if you're not a legal resident, even if you commit a crime or have committed a crime, that's okay. You're welcome in Chicago. Okay. Jeff Sessions wasted a little time yesterday in blasting that lawsuit from Chicago, challenging a warning from the Justice Department about the city losing certain federal law enforcement funding due to its sanctuary city status. He said the administration will not simply give away grant dollars to city governments that proudly violate the rule of law and protect criminal aliens at the expense of public safety. So it's this simple: comply with the law or forego taxpayer dollars. So there you go.
Yeah.
Got that going on.
Yep. And, they try to call that blackmail, but it's not. It's you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So why should you get the money?
Well, and again, the mayor wants to say that police officers are political pawns. I'm guessing that police officers just as soon not get caught in the middle of this, because all they're trying to do is protect the citizens.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's pretty much what they're trying to do. And they get put into dangerous. Of course, they get put into dangerous situations with nobody but Americans too.
Right.
But to exacerbate it with that, why do you let those people stay in your city? Why do you let those people stay in your city?
Yeah.
Well, so the president is on vacation. That doesn't mean that he's not chatting anyway.
Absolutely. Still got his phone.
He really does it. And I guess even though the president takes his vacation, the Trump tweets don't take a vacation. So.
Never.
All right.
Scott,
so what do we got from New Jersey from the leader of the free world?
Is that where he's vacationing?
Yeah.
New Jersey?
Yeah, that's it. Well, he's got, he's got a hotel or some sort of a resort there.
Sure,
and so he decided that that'd be good enough.
All right. Well, yesterday he tweeted out, "The fake news media will not talk about the importance of the United Nations Security Council's 15-0 vote in favor of sanctions on North Korea."
Okay.
Then he said, "How much longer will the failing New York Times times with its big losses and massive unfunded liability and non-existent sources remain in business.
Oh, yeah.
Then he gets a little more salty. I think Senator Blumenthal should take a nice long vacation in Vietnam, where he lied about his service so he can at least say he was there.
Yeah, he did. That was in 2010 where Blumenthal had said that he served over there, and he didn't. I mean, he just plain lied.
That's crazy. So, and then 30 minutes ago, just this morning, he tweeted, "I will be holding a major briefing on the opioid crisis, a major problem for our country, today at 3 p.m. in New Jersey."
All right. That's good.
And then he finally tweeted out this morning, "After many years of failure, countries are coming together to finally address the dangers posed by North Korea. We must be tough and decisive."
Good. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
So
he's still working a little from vacay.
Yeah, that's people are upset that he's not at Camp David. Well, you know, he doesn't want to be at Camp David.
Yeah.
So Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Joe Strauss had a meeting for the first time in months yesterday. They're in the same town. They're just down the hall from each other. How is it that they didn't have time to see each other? How does that work? Anyway, so the speaker and I had a substantive meeting today where we discussed a lot of issues that we are talking about. Okay, great. Thank you.
We're discussing a lot of issues that we're talking about. Okay.
The two Republican leaders who have traded barbs over issues like the bathroom bill and school finance since the 30-day special session began have a history of, well, frosty relations.
Yeah.
At a news conference days before the lawmakers returned to Austin in July, the lieutenant governor said Strauss had refused his request for one-on-one meetings since the regular session began in January. Shortly after, during a speech at a conservative think tank, Patrick promised to be the governor's wingman. Yeah, we talked to the governor about that. We talked to the speaker about that, too. And remember, the speaker said it's just foolish because he said that the speaker was trying to start a state income tax, which I think we probably know is really not true. Right. You had the story this morning. Dan Huberty, who is the chairman of public ed in the House, has said that he's not really happy with any kind of a fix that he's seen yet, and he may not even bring that to the floor. Then what's he do? And it does seem that there are people throwing gauntlets on the floor in front of the governor right now to see how he's going to react to that, which is a little bit different than the way people used to react to Rick Perry when he was the governor.
Yeah.
I think he's getting some challenges from different positions. Granted, we need to fix the school finance program, and I guess and in discussing it, I think it was Kyle Cassell last week, I'd said, you know, if Huberty could fix public education, they'd probably build a statue to him in Austin because it's a problem we've only had forever. And we'll see what happens out of there. And I don't know. I think that's about all that's going on. Well, all that we know about in Austin anyway. There could be any number of
things. A lot behind closed doors.
That's definitely exactly right. So anyhow, that's that. And we will talk to the state reps later on this week.
Heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're handing out speeding tickets in local landscaping. With all the heat and the drought that our plants go through, many of our fast-growing trees have come up hurting. And for the most part, we have only ourselves to blame. We're the ones who chose those trees in the first place. Now that they're reaching maturity and the problems are becoming all too obvious, we start to panic. Fast trees and their trials, right after this important message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
It's an oddity of gardening, but every one of our fast-growing trees, without any exceptions, has at least one major and usually fatal problem. Still, they're popular landscaping plants, and we owe them the courtesy at least of trying to solve the problems. How about with cottonwood? It'll be severe leaf drop. Like so many of the large leaf trees, cottonwoods put out far more leaves in the cool, moist spring weather than they'll be able to support when it gets hot and dry. It's nothing uncommon to see 30 or 40% of the leaves on the ground by mid-July to August. Watch out also for cottonwood borers. They also are susceptible to cotton root rot. Willows are related to cottonwood, so leaf drop and especially cottonwood borers are the norm with willows. Life expectancy of weeping willows is only 5 to 7 years, and it's usually either cottonwood borers or the incurable cotton root rot fungus that causes their demise. Both of those are difficult challenges. How about mimosas? They're charming little trees while they're in bloom, but they do have troubles. Watch for mimosa wilt, cotton root rot, and mushroom root rot, all three almost uncontrollable. You'll also see mimosa webworms, which can be controlled with an insecticide combined with a few drops of a liquid detergent to get it past the webs. Silver maples shed their leaves just like cottonwoods do. Watch, too, though, for iron deficiency in alkaline soils, yellowed leaves, and dark green veins. You may find tiny holes in the trunk and major limbs. Those are evidence of red-headed wood borers. They have a lot of problems, cotton root rot included, in alkaline soil areas. Sycamores are native Texas trees that really are quite stately as long as they're healthy. The disease anthracnose, unfortunately, has rendered it almost unusable in many areas. It kills entire branches within a matter of weeks. The result is misshapen trees that are too large to retrain and too important to take out. Spring sprayings with Bordeaux mixture work fairly well, but uniform coverage is very difficult. Catalpas are large leaf trees. They have caterpillars. They also have severe leaf drop in the summer. Arizona ash trees grow quickly and they're attractive, but the borers that get into ash trees annihilate them. Average life expectancy, all probably 8 or 10 years. So you see, all of these fast-growing trees have some kind of trouble. I'm Neil Sperry. Unusual ground covers in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, there's a big change coming for Bryan ISD this fall. Instead of four middle schools, there will now be two 6th and 7th grade schools. Stephen F. Austin, which will feed directly into Bryan High, and Davila, which goes directly to Rudder. Bryan High head football coach Ross Rogers says the change is a big benefit for high school athletics.
We've just been watered down. If you look, go back in history, you look, when we opened up Long, it hurt SFA a little bit, and then we opened up Davila, and then the records went down. So then when we're competing across town with the College Station schools and Navasota, we just didn't fare as well. Rayburn always did pretty well. Now, with all our kids in one, I feel really good about the continuity and them wanting to come over and be Vikings.
The idea of two middle schools is new to Bryan ISD, but not new to Rudder head football coach Greg Morgan, who experienced the same kind of system in 16 seasons at Madisonville.
Even the day-to-day processes of how we run things here at Rudder will be implemented down there at the junior high, and so with those kids having that in the 7th and 8th grade, it's just going to be a larger asset to us. And then we'll also get to know those kids more personally because we'll know them by name by the time they get here. And it won't be a guessing game as to who's coming and who's not coming. We'll know exactly who we have.
We'll see how the change affects the Rangers and Vikings down the road. To hear more from Coach Morgan and Coach Rogers, as well as Bryan ISD Athletics Director Lance Angel, go to our website, WTAW.com. For the Brazos Valley Bombers, the final regular season series with the Texarkana Twins was canceled last night due to weather. However, the Bombers return home to play the Twins tomorrow in round one of the TCL playoffs. First pitch will be at 7.05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In London, two more Aggie track and field alums advanced to the semifinal round of their respective events during yesterday's evening session at the IAAF World Championships held in London Stadium. Amir Webb finished second in his heat of the 200-meter, while Shamir Little placed third in her heat of the 400-meter hurdles, both earning automatic qualification. Today, Fred Curley returns to the track as he faces a talented field in the men's 400-meter final. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off last night, but both teams return to the field tonight as the Stros head to Chicago to face the White Sox. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:10 p.m., and the Rangers head to New York to take on the Mets in a two-game series. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, former New England and Houston defensive tackle Vince Wilfork announced his NFL retirement in a barbecue commercial. Wilfork tweeted a video showing him untaping his ankles, hanging up his cleats, and grabbing grilling tongs. The video then shows the 35-year-old defender dancing, cooking ribs, and smoking a cigar while wearing his trademark overalls. Meanwhile, if former NFL and Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel is unable to return to the NFL, he still wants to remain in sports, potentially as a coach. Manziel was attending the International Football Betting Conference in Costa Rica when he was asked which level he'd like to coach at. Manziel said, quote, probably college. And the PGA of America is moving its major championship to May, beginning with the 2019 PGA Championship at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Two officials involved in the discussion say the PGA of America and PGA Tour will discuss details of the move as early as today at Quail Hollow Club, site of this year's PGA Championship. The PGA Championship has been in August since 1969, with two exceptions. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. About a minute till. Ty Harden, he was a cowboy actor. His real name was Orison Hungerford. He changed it to Ty Harden.
Sounds a little bit better.
Sound like a cowboy actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Blinn, played football at Blinn
a
little while.
Go Bucks.
That's it. Then he went in the Army, served in the Korean War, came back, and got a scholarship to play at Texas A&M College.
Huh.
Yeah, against Bear Bryant was his coach, as a matter of fact. Anyhow, he died over the weekend. He is 87 years old.
Okay.
So we've talked about how things in China are a little bit different than they are over here.
A little weird over
there. They have a lot of people to begin with. But top universities in China are popular tourist spots during the summer holidays, especially among parents hoping to inspire their children to achieve academic greatness. You know, this could all be yours. Kind of different. Here, we drag our kids over to see the school where they may go to. There, they take the kids there hoping they can get them in. Anyhow, one family got in trouble when they paid a delivery service driver to hide them in the back of his vehicle so they can avoid waiting in line. You have to wait in line to tour the colleges China. The mom said that she had paid a few bucks to sneak into the park so that they wouldn't have to stand in line all morning just to be able to tour the campus.
See, things are weird over there.
Here, you give them a call and they'll make an appointment, right?
Yeah.
They'll get you there. But there, you got to stand in line. That's what happens when you have, like, 2 billion people there. Hey, we're going to have...